I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and I really like Peter Pan. I'm always delighted when the darling children learn to fly. I clap as loud as I can to save Tinkerbell and signal my belief in fairies. I'm regularly in tears as the ever-youthful Peter returns to the aged Wendy. And at least for the duration of the show, I'm me, not I. The Cardinal Stage Company's production, directed by Amy Turner, is a fine addition to the many outstanding and moving productions of J.M. Barrie's story of perpetual youth, fun, and adventure. The opening scene of the darling's tranquil bedroom under the moonlit, starry sky, just the first of designer Ken Martin's creatively rendered designs. Saturday night, balances between the orchestra, the children, and the narrator took a couple of minutes to lock in, but the sound for the show is very good. Olivia LaBarge as Wendy is a charming older sister for Ian Shaw as John, and first grader Kenneth Bardoner as Michael. Susan Ellenwood is a warm figure as their mother and the wife of the sometimes difficult Mr. Darling. Mike Price, very funny, is the beleaguered Darling's father, overwhelmed with life's difficulties and the mysteries of tying his tie. Azaria Wagner was very funny on all fours as the family's nurse, Nana the dog, and later on his belly as the fearsome crocodile. In the quiet of the night, as if by magic, the shutters open, Peter flies into the room. Emmy Rosenthal is a fine Peter Pan. She's a thoroughly believable actor and singer, a graceful flyer, and a delightfully cheeky boy. It's interesting that she had her grounding playing Molly in the prequel, Peter and the Starcatcher. Well, armed with happy thoughts and fairy dust, Wendy, John, Michael join Peter to fly to Neverland. Although the story maintains that it's only boys who fall out of their carriages, girls are much too smart, there is a good sprinkling of boyish girls in with the personable double-cast island crew. Peter and the boys are always on the lookout for their arch-enemies, Captain Hook and his pirates. Peter's ally is Tiger Lily, Cassia Scagnoli. She led a nicely varied and athletic troop of warriors in a spirited performance of Uggawug and the Powwow Polka. Mike Price is a colorfully piratical Captain Hook with the same silly mustache as Mr. Darling. He's a dashing, delightfully flamboyant figure with plenty of dramatic flourishes, and at the same time, he's occasionally conflicted in a neatly nuanced portrayal. Connor Starks, who recently appeared as an amusing captive in IU's Peter and the Starcatcher, was the captain's amusing and much-put-upon Smee. Hook's comically bad band of buccaneers each had their own special character and individual moves. They're always ready to do his dirty deeds, and they're also ready to accompany him in tangos, tarantellas, and waltzes. Peter Pan, directed by Amy Turner, was a pleasure to watch and enjoy. There were plenty of clever dramatic scenes and a nice integration of dance, choreographed by Diane Buzel, and supporting music led by Brian Samarzia. Costumes by Jeff Shearer looked good on everyone, with plenty of variety for the pirates and the boys and unity for the warriors. Throughout the evening, Ken Martin's set designs allow the action to flow smoothly and creatively. I enjoyed watching the boys' cave home turn round to be a pirate ship and was amazed at how quickly everything in the darling children's bedroom disappeared in the first act and reappeared for the finale. The Cardinal Stage Company's delightful Peter Pan plays in the Buskirk Chumley Theater through December 30th. You can find this review and an interview with the director, Amy Turner, on our website at wfiu.org/arts. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.